Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mandy Reynolds, and she is a social studies teacher at Riverside Community School District. Good morning to you, Mandy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hope you're doing the same. I know that you have a little one there that keeps you busy, a one-year-old.
Yes, he'll be one July 15th.
Oh, my goodness.
He keeps me running around.
Yes, that's for sure. But what a joy. And and I know that that little guy is going to be very smart financially, because you think this is pretty important stuff. We're talking about financial literacy and a financial capability challenge that was held. So give us some background about this challenge and how that all came to be.
Okay. Well, what it is it's sponsored by the Department of Treasury and the Department of Education. And I actually did not know about it until this year. I received a flyer in my mailbox at school, actually, asking the kids to participate in this. It's an online test of their financial literacy knowledge. So essentially, a lot of the goals that we have in school now with Iowa Core curriculum and 21st century skills and financial literacy, all those big ideas right now that we're supposed to be focused on, basically this test is kind of a meter stick of where exactly they are in their knowledge of financial literacy, in their ability to become responsible adults someday. So I didn't know about the challenge till this year, and they were presented with the opportunity to take it. So I jumped on it. I was really excited.
So you don't know, it's not like some other contests where you have to qualify and do all this sort of thing. You can just decide that whichever students wherever want to participate can do that. And great that it's online, because then they can, that doesn't take a lot of money to travel. On the other hand, they don't get acquainted with all those other students. So
yes, that is very true. And we actually at Riverside, we went one-to-one this year. So all the high school students have laptops. So it was really easy for us to take the test. And what we did is we teach economics when students are juniors or seniors, they're able to take that class. And so I had all of my students in my classes, and then students I knew had taken economics from the other teacher, Alex Oliver. He's the other social studies teacher at Riverside. If I knew they had it, I had those students take the challenge online, because I knew that they would have that background knowledge to be able to do well. So
And you did well.
Yes, they did very well. I'm very, very proud of them.
So give us a bit about how the outcome.
Okay. Well, we had 32 students take the test. Those were students who had taken the economics class at Riverside, and they're given special recognition if they score in the top 20% of the nation. So we had 13 students out of 32, which is about 40%, scored in the top 20% of the nation, and I was just absolutely thrilled with that. And do you want me to go ahead and give those students names?
Sure,
scored? Okay, those 13 students who were in the top 20% of the nation were Kevin Collins, Danielle Easton, J.C. Figenbutt, Bree Fender, R.J. Greiger, John Gunderson, Clay Harris, Mac Hausman, Samantha Keast, Alex McLaughlin, Josh Mills, Marissa Rose, and Elizabeth Seifert. And additionally, two students actually only missed one question on the challenge, the 40-question test. They only missed one. Yeah, they scored in the top 10% of the nation and got an extra certificate recognizing that achievement. And those two students were J.C. Figenbutt and Alexander McLaughlin. So absolutely awesome. I was blown away by how well the students did on this. And
I was going to ask you if you were surprised.
Yeah, I knew we had some pretty smart kids, so I was happy with their performance, but definitely surprised that we had that many score so well. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about scoring so well was if they scored in the top 20% of the nation, that qualified them for drawings for both scholarship money, and it qualified Riverside to be in a drawing among all the school districts who took the challenge for some grant money. And we actually ended up, none of the students got scholarships, but that's okay. We got a $1,000 grant at Riverside to be used for both scholarship and financial literacy education. So that was absolutely wonderful. We heard that news just last week.
Oh, wow. What a nice surprise to know you were one of those winners. At this point, since you just found that out, do you know how you're going to be using that $1,000?
I don't know yet. I've had a chance to talk to my principal, Dave Goose, just a little bit, and I know $500 of the $1,000 will go to scholarship money. So graduating seniors who maybe perform well, I'm sure we're going to come up with some sort of qualification to apply for that money. And then the other $500 is going to be used in the classroom. Mm-hmm. It's going to go right back to the kids, you know, increasing our financial literacy curriculum and ways that we can help increase their knowledge in this subject. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of questions were on the test? Don't you wonder how many adults would be in the top 20%? I have a feeling we'd be scratching our heads here over some of the answers. give us some examples of what's on the test.
Absolutely. Some examples, things that they saw on the test were a lot of the topics we're supposed to study as part of our core curriculum and part of our economics curriculum. So that was great. But some things that I saw, I was really impressed that the kids knew about. Topics included things like health insurance deductibles and auto insurance deductibles and terms that go with those things, loans, mortgages, interest rates, bank accounts, credit cards, retirement accounts, smart buying practices, anything like that that has to do with, you know, when you get out in the real world, how are you going to manage your money and how are you going to spend it? All of those types of questions were included on this, and it was great to see that the kids, you know, had absorbed that learning. They'd understood when we talked in class about those types of things, because then they obviously showed that on the test.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a harder question. We hear about how you know, so many families, so many people just keep using those credit cards and keep using those credit cards and build up totals that, well, I don't know, I don't think they're ever going to get paid off. How do you think this understanding, so what's your prediction, how this students understanding this finances will affect their use of, for instance, credit cards?
Well, I hope it's going to make them make positive decisions someday. We actually spent almost 2 weeks just talking about credit cards, because there's such a problem now. I mean, loans and credit cards and debt are just huge right now. We know that. We know, you know, huge corporations are having problems with debt, it's let alone individuals, you know. So it's great that kids can see the dangers. I mean, I don't want to scare them, but I want them to understand that it's really important that, you know, if you spend that money, it's really easy to spend it when you don't have to take it out of your pocket and give it to the person. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put it right on that card, but you know, you can really get yourself in a world of harm if you're not being responsible. So I really, really hope that students will think twice before getting credit cards or using credit cards for things that they don't really, really need. We talked a lot about the wants versus needs. You know, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you need? You know, because credit cards should not be used for things you just want. You know, they're more of an emergency type situation. I don't have the money right now, but I'll have it, you know, in a month at my next paycheck or something. You know, we should never have that revolving credit card debt just stacking up. And I think that kids really did understand the danger of it. I think that they're really well prepared to make smart financial decisions.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, then comes all the emotional kinds of things. You get married, you have a family, and you go, oh, my goodness, I really do need such and such. And then the pressure is really on, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah,
well, and
you
that's
know
when,
that.
You know, credit can be a very, very good thing. You can use it in a very responsible way. You just don't want to go overboard. And I think that kids are very smart in terms of understanding that if once they see, you know, what might happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's just one of those important things that we all need to know and learn about financial. What are a couple of the others that you think are really high priorities for young people to know and to use?
Sure. One thing that we talked about, and I wish we could have talked about it more, was actually student loans and working really, really hard throughout high school to earn scholarship money or grant money, and then you don't necessarily have to have all those student loans. I kind of went through a budget with them and showed them, okay, once you get out of high school or and then out of college, this might be how much money you're making. If so much of it has to go to student loans, it makes it really tough to make those next steps in life, like buying a house or buying a new vehicle and things like that. Just, I don't know that kids necessarily understand sometimes how important what they do right now as a teenager mm-hmm. is going to be when they're 35.
Right, yes.
So that's one thing that I think was really important to hit on was those decisions during college and student loan decisions, because those are wonderful too. They allow so many people to go to college. You just have to be smart. So that was something that definitely the kids took a huge interest in, because it does affect them so soon.
Yeah, great. Big decisions that they're making very soon. And you're talking about mostly juniors and seniors doing this? Yes, they are making decisions right now. So
absolutely.
We've been visiting with Mandy Reynolds, who is a social studies teacher at the Riverside Community School District, and about financial capabilities and challenges which face all of us. So great job, Mandy, getting students prepared for taking all this on.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here is a thought. The bank of friendship cannot exist without deposits.